Now, one other point. We're not stupid. There is no reason for our economic system to collapse on August 2nd. Oh, it's going to collapse if this keeps up, meaning the spending. But I'm talking about the fear tactics of this president, his chorus in the liberal media, and all the other hacks, the phony economists. We all know that this government takes in about $175 billion a month. We all know that it can prioritize the executive branch, the spending, and we believe, as Professor Michael McConnell has pointed out, former circuit court judge, that the 14th Amendment actually compels the President of the United States to pay down the debt first. And then whatever is left, and there's still a substantial amount left, he can prioritize in the executive branch what gets paid. We are well aware that this president will cut off Social Security checks. We are well aware that this president will cut off Medicare payments. We are well aware who we are dealing with, what he is up to, and it's no damn good. What I am saying, you have this president where you want him. Don't listen to the editorial pages of the New York Slimes and the Washington Compost. Close your ears to the phony economists who are really political hacks. Get your message out. Get it out effectively. Get it out many times every day. Have a truth squad. Every time this president opens his mouth, he's lying. Have a truth squad. Get it out there. And explain to the American people, we are only in this position today because last year, this president and his Congress, he owned the whole city back then of Washington, D.C., this president and his Congress knowingly and intentionally, maybe I'll throw in a criminal term, and premeditatedly, spent more money than Congress had authorized, and now we're up against the ceiling. They did this, and they did it intentionally. If they keep getting away with this, the society will in fact collapse. You know, as we look back on history, there are only a few opportunities. Only a few opportunities to actually push back on tyranny. If we allow those opportunities to pass, and if we bow to tyranny, we don't know how many more opportunities we'll have, if any, as time goes on. You are not being irresponsible when you stand up to this bully. You are actually doing what you're supposed to do. You are not being irresponsible when you say in the middle of the Obama depression, we can't raise taxes on individuals and businesses. When they're struggling to hold on to what they have, when they're losing homes, losing jobs, when they're going bankrupt, we can't raise taxes on the people of the country. It is time for the government to have some skin in the game, as the always inarticulate Joe Biden puts things. It's time for the government to curtail its ways. It's time for the government to cut spending, to cut employees, to shutter buildings. It's time for the government to be constrained and reduced. I know Obama is dishonest intellectually. I know he's a demagogue. I know he's an ideological radical. I know all these things, and so does everybody else. The luster has worn off. Take his record and repeatedly rub his nose in it. This is his record.